listening to the strings of a cello plucked by a new musician for the very first time. These sounds emanate from the beginning adult ensemble class for violin, viola, cello, and bass in Bristol. As the name suggests, it's a class for adults who want to learn how to play a stringed instrument. I am one of those adults. In fact, that's me plucking those strings and then picking up the bow to see how that goes.
Well, it works.
I'm here because I got a flyer from the Community String Project advertising their fall classes. As I read it, I was surprised to discover within myself a desire to play the cello. It was an urge that lay just beneath the surface, and now, given the opportunity, it emerged. And it gave me an idea. I brought it to Rhode Island Public Radio's news director, Elizabeth Harrison.
I like it, a feature on adults learning a new skill. What motivates them? There must be a lot of reasons. But also, what is it like to study a new instrument as an adult? You could maybe get to know a few people in the class and tell their stories along with your own.
Well, this class is a 15-week commitment, so I'll have plenty of time to talk to people as we learn together as an ensemble.
So, Chuck, why do you want to learn to play the cello?
Well, it's a sound I've always liked hearing, and not just in classical music, but in more contemporary music, too. I've even made a montage of cellos from different songs that I've liked over the years.
Oh, let's hear them.
So there's a tune from Arc Iris. It's called The Whiskey Man. And this is from Cream, way back in the late 60s, an obscure song from them called As You Said. And this last is The End of Vapor Trail. That's from the British band Ride in the early 90s. I'd love to be able to play just one of those melodies at the end of the class.
It'll be interesting to see how you progress along with the other people in the class and what the challenges are. You all give a concert at the end, right?
Yeah, the whole class together.
That sounds interesting. Something to look forward to. I think you all are really brave to try something new and difficult like this. I'm curious to hear how things went on the first day of class.
The very first thing we do as beginners is to gather for a get-to-know-your-instrument night. Inside the Barrington Public Library, we find a bass and several cellos, violas, and violins available to be held and plucked and bowed by students still uncertain about which instrument they want to learn. There are a lot of us, more women than men, of a variety of ages, it appears, from 20s to 60 and up. We're also treated to a mini-concert by a more advanced adult student ensemble so we can hear what we are aspiring to. Okay, pretty good, but not so intimidating that I want to quit before I start. One of the ensemble players is our teacher, Nathan Rodriguez.
I've been teaching for about 10 years altogether and starting my sixth season here with the Community String Project.
Now, the beginner class, I'll be going into that, not really knowing how to read music and totally alien to the cello. Where do you think I'm going to be in 15 weeks?
Well, in 15 weeks, you will have learned the proper way to hold the instrument and bow. We'll learn about reading music and counting skills and rhythm skills. And by that 15-week mark, you'll be playing three or four pieces in our end-of-the-semester concert.
In the beginning class, is it all the instruments in one class that you're teaching?
Absolutely. From the very beginning, we'll have our own little string orchestra, which will include violins, violas, cellos, and basses, all playing their own parts and coming together to create a wonderful musical experience.
And no yelling, right?
No yelling. I believe in positive feedback. I'm also a middle school music teacher, so I have a lot of patience. Because I've always found with adult beginners especially, there's an element of hesitation and fear, and there's a lot more of that self-conscious attitude than a child learning to play a string instrument. So a kid will screech and scratch on Twinkle Twinkle Little Star for 3 months and not care. An adult will, you know, hide as much as they can. So I always have the attitude of trying to build up the confidence in the adults to encourage them to play and practice more, so that way they get better and don't feel as nervous about playing in front of people.
Much of our first class is spent having our instruments tuned and then learning how to hold them. Once we're tuned up and ready to go, Nathan Rodriguez is as good as his word as we come together to start creating that wonderful musical experience.
Here we go. One, two, ready.
It's going to be a fun journey. I'm looking forward to it and to getting to know more of the people taking this class with me. I'll introduce them to you, too. People like Mike Pickering of Bristol, our lone bass player. I already think of him as the accidental bassist after he told me he's here only because he was giving his wife a ride to the class that she wanted to take.
It turned out that they were meeting on Tuesday nights. She sings in a chorus that rehearses every Tuesday night. I picked up the bass violin and said, maybe I could do this. Here I am.
And there's fellow cellist Janet Williams, also from Bristol. She says her husband plays in a bluegrass band, and she's had her eye on the cello for years.
That's always been on my radar, that and the bass guitar. But I figured I'm getting a little too old for the bass guitar.
Join us coming up next month for part two as our series continues, following adults as we learn to play new instruments at the Community String Project. I'm Chuck Hinman, Rhode Island Public Radio.